You're turning your Bibles with me to Titus chapter 1. We have been going through the process of affirming a young man for deacon within our church, James in particular, and some of you have actually been filling out some of those sheets. If you have not received a sheet, let us know and we'll be glad to make sure you get one. Some of you may have already finished and have turned yours in, and that's great. But in the process, we want to remind you of where these lists are. Actually, this list comes from. And one of the passages is found in Titus in chapter 1, in which the book of Titus is written to a guy by the name of Titus. There you go. Wow. So he writes to Titus for what purpose? And the purpose is that he might set in order the things that are in disarray in the church at Crete. It is a confusing and distorted area to live. And he begins to literally describe them in verse 10. If you look with me in Titus chapter 1, verse 10. "For there are many rebellious men, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, who must be silenced because they're upsetting whole families, teaching things that they should not teach for the sake of money, sordid gain. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.' This testimony is true. For this cause, reprove them severely, that they may be sound in the faith." Well, you not only have the fact that people are in disarray and disorganized and in chaos, but you also have the problem of criticism seems to be on the rise of these people. Instead of doing the right thing, they're just tearing down. What needs to happen is a foundation needs to be built. So he states this in Titus chapter 1, verse 1, verse 5. "For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you might set in order what remains." How do you do that? Well, you start with the foundation. "Appoint elders in every city as I directed, namely that if any man be above reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of dissipation or rebellion. For the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, not self-willed or quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not pugnacious, not fond of sordid gain, but hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled, holding fast to the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, that he may be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict." There needs to be a good and sound knowledge of Scripture, as well as he needs to be practicing in his life. It's a wonderful passage that reminds us of the necessity of building that foundation within the church. Father, we give you thanks for your word, the encouragement that it gives us, the direction that it gives us for a time that is so necessary. We see the chaos all around us and how whole households have been upset or in disarray because false doctrine has been proclaimed and the paragons seem to be gone. Lord, may we be a church that establishes righteousness. We pray this in your name. Amen.